Section 125 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Leanne Howlett. I shall at once proceed to forget it. I shall await your pleasure. I shall be glad if you will join me. I shall be interested to watch it develop. I shall be most proud and pleased. I shall certainly take you at your word. I shall feel highly honored. I shall make a point of thinking so. I shall never forget your kindness. I shall respect your confidence. I should appreciate your confidence greatly. I should be very ungrateful were I not satisfied with it. I should feel unhappy if I did otherwise. I should like your opinion of it. I should not dream of asking you to do so. I should think it very unlikely. I simply cannot endure it. I spoke only in jest. I stand corrected. I suppose I ought to feel flattered. I surmised as much. I sympathize deeply with you. I take that for granted. I think extremely well of it. I think he has very noble ideals. I think I can answer that for you. I think I know what you are going to say. I think it has its charm. I think it is superb. I think it quite admirable. I think its tone is remarkably temperate. I think that is rather a brilliant idea. I think what you say is reasonable. I think you are quibbling. I think you are rather severe in your opinions. I think you have great appreciation of values. I think you have summed it up perfectly. I think your candor is charming. I thoroughly agree with you. I thought it most amusing. I thought you were seriously indisposed. I trust you will not consider it an impertinence. I understand exactly how you feel about it. I understand your delicacy of feeling. I venture to propose another plan. I very rarely allow myself that pleasure. I want to have a frank understanding with you. I was at a loss to understand the reason for it. I was hoping that I could persuade you. I was on the point of asking you. I was speaking generally. I watched you with admiration. I will answer you frankly. I will listen to no protestations. I will take it only under compulsion. I will tell you what puzzles me. I will think of it since you wish it. I will, with great pleasure. I wish I could explain my point more fully. I wish I knew what you meant by that. I wish to be perfectly fair. I wish to put things as plainly as possible. I wonder how much truth there is in it. I wonder if you have the smallest recollection of me. I would agree if I understood. I wouldn't put it just that way. If ever I can repay it, command me. If I mistake not, you were there once. If I speak strongly, it is because I feel strongly. If I were disposed to offer counsel, if I were sure you would not misunderstand my meaning, if you don't mind my saying so, if you insist upon it, if you will pardon me the frankness, in a manner that sometimes terrifies me, In one respect, you are quite right. In that case, let me rob you of a few minutes. In what case, for example? Incredible as it sounds, I had for a moment forgotten. Indeed, but it is quite possible. Indeed, how? Indeed, you are wholly wrong. Indifferently so, I am afraid. Irony was 10,000 leagues from my intention. Is it sane? Is it reasonable? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it extraordinarily funny? Isn't it preposterous? Isn't that a trifle unreasonable? Isn't that rather a hasty conclusion? Is that a fair question? It always seemed to me impossible. It amuses you, doesn't it? It blunts the sensibilities. It could never conceivably be anything but popular. It depends on how you look at it. It depends upon circumstances. It doesn't sound plausible to me. It has a lovely situation as I remember it. It has amused me hugely. It has been a relief to talk to you. It has been an immense privilege to see you. It has never occurred to me. End of section 125. This recording is in the public domain. Recording by Leanne Howlett.